for rachamim, for mercy. We ask Hashem not just to show mercy on us, but to bestow us with the characteristic, the midah, of being rachman and merciful people. In fact, the Rachayim HaKadosh, talking about the mitzvah of the Irani Dachas, talks about mitzvahs where we might have to do things that certainly at face value seem to be very, very cruel. Yet the Torah says, v'nasen lecha rachamim. The Torah says, if we fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, He will not allow us to be negatively impacted by the actions that we have to do. A soldier that has to fight for the Jewish people, and war can be brutal. It involves killing, it involves bloodshed. It's kill or be killed. And therefore it's possible to become an achzar. It's possible to become a cruel person. Nonetheless, the Torah gives us a promise, v'nasen lecha rachamim, that yes, we might have to behave a certain way on the battlefield, but as soon as we're off it, Hashem will give us a nature of compassion, of kindness, of mercy. That's what we're davening for. Hashem, don't just show mercy on us. Show mercy to us. But enable us to be merciful people, even if we have to do things that don't appear to be that way. And it's important because there are times where we're not allowed to be merciful. Kol ha'merachim ala achzarim. Chazal say, if we have mercy on people that are cruel, in the end we're going to be cruel to people that are merciful. We have to exhibit this character trait of being harsh. But chas v'shalom to be harsh, cruel people. This is what the Archaim is saying. Hashem really has mercy on merciful people. So we ask Hashem to please have mercy on us and enable us to become merciful people. That the things we have to undertake should not destroy our midas, should not destroy our character traits, should not take away or dull our sensitivities in any way whatsoever. This idea of whatever we are, if we're merciful people, we can bring more of Hashem's mercy into the world. This is a time when we need tremendous divine mercy. Therefore, it works both ways. We ask Hashem to enable us to become merciful people. Then when we exhibit it, we bring more of Hashem's mercy into the world. When we're kind, when we're compassionate, even to people that don't necessarily deserve it. We're creating kelim, we're creating a space in this world that will enable Hashem's mercy to flow through. And Klal Yisrael needs so much rachmanis. So we daven now. Sim shalom tov v'racha chein b'chesed b'rachamim. Perhaps the emphasis really needs to be on the rachamim. Hashem, enable us to be merciful people so that we can make your mercy manifest in the world. So you can have mercy on Klal Yisrael. So there'll be the end of the war and the bloodshed, the hostage taking, pain, the anguish. All the families have lost loved ones in captivity, loved ones that have been injured. It's Rachmanis, Rachmanis, Rachmanis. It starts with us being good, kind, merciful people, enabling Hashem's mercy to flow into the world throughout the Jewish people.